I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Lewis and Clark County prosecutors are reevaluating the charges filed against a 25-year-old Helena man after his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter died of injuries suffered while in his care. Colton Christos Coburn was arrested Sunday on suspicion of attempted deliberate homicide. Captain Kurt Stinson says the girl died of her injuries on Monday. Court records say Coburn called his girlfriend to report the girl had a seizure. Coburn denied hurting her and told officers she likely climbed on some boxes and fell. He made an initial appearance in justice court today on the attempted deliberate homicide charge. He did not enter a plea, and prosecutors did not know if he had an attorney. Coburn also faces charges of obstructing a police officer and possession of marijuana. An attorney for jailed Yellowstone Club founder Tim Blixeth is asking a federal appeals court for his release following two previous unsuccessful requests. The Medina, Washington man has been in Cascade County Detention Center for almost 3 months after federal judge Sam Haddon found him in contempt for not accounting for the $13 million he received for selling a Mexico resort in defiance of court order. In a Monday petition to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, Blixeth attorney Phil Stillman said his client should either be released or charged with a crime. Stillman says Blixeth's ongoing incarceration is unconstitutional because he's done all he can to comply with Haddon's demands. Creditors say Blixeth took $286 million from the Yellowstone Club for personal use, a claim he denies. Persistent rain and cooler temperatures brought welcome relief to parts of our parched listening area over the weekend. Fire managers say it's helped, but they're also warning people against letting their guard down. Edward O'Brien has more on that.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller says Saturday's band of precipitation stretched from Great Falls to Helena, east to Sealy Lake. It wetted down Plains, Thompson Falls, even the historically dry Lookout Pass area.
That whole area got a lot of rain, and a lot of places had over an inch.
All that rain helped mitigate the fire danger in places where it fell. Kitzmiller says the largest forest fuels are still pretty dry, but moisture levels spiked in grasses and vegetation.
Usually when we get something like an inch of rain, that could put us back another 2 weeks pretty easily for any big fires.
Fire officials have lowered Missoula County's fire danger rating from extreme to very high. Chris Johnson of the Northern Rockies Coordination Group.
We're not out of the woods yet. We get back into a dry spell. We get back into where we're getting winds and lightning. This is still shaping up to be an above-average year here in the Missoula area.
Johnson points out that firefighters responded to over a dozen human-caused fires this past weekend. The Weather Service says Northwest Montana received very little, if any, rain. While the Missoula fire danger has dropped a notch, local Stage 1 fire restrictions remain in effect. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Advocates are asking the Montana Supreme Court to reject the state's push to end commercial sales of medical marijuana, saying elderly and disabled patients' access would be cut off if they can't buy the drug. The attorney for 11 industry advocates says medical marijuana sales would die if the high court allows the state's entire overhaul of the medical marijuana system to go into effect. Some parts of the 2011 law have already gone into effect, including stricter requirements for proof of medical conditions that qualify for marijuana use. Under the new regulations, the number of registered users has dropped from more than 30,000 4 years ago to about 12,000 last month. The state argues the rest of the law should be allowed to take effect to eliminate the profit motive for suppliers. If Montana's weather models are correct, the rest of July may be as pleasant as June was miserable. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller says this past weekend's cooler and often wetter weather may stick around for a while.
We've transitioned into a little bit of a pattern change from the really hot ridge that we had, and now we're more active. Different weather systems, cooler pattern, and it looks like that'll probably hold through July. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Temperatures are not expected to stray too far from the low to mid-80s for the next couple of weeks. Still, summer is far from over, and the forests are very dry. Wildland fire officials have lowered the Missoula area's fire danger rating from extreme to very high, but Stage 1 fire restrictions remain in effect. Firefighters responded to over a dozen human-caused fires this past weekend. Most of them were started by abandoned campfires that weren't fully extinguished and cold to the touch. Other causes included haying activity and people burning debris without a valid permit. Those permits have been suspended for over a month due to the fire danger. Montana's largest mining company has laid off 11 probationary employees from its mine near Nye as prices for precious metals continue to fall. Stillwater Mining Company spokesman John Beaudry says the layoffs are effective today, but they are unrelated to ongoing contract negotiations with the United Steelworkers International. Those negotiations stumbled last month when workers rejected a 4-year contract for the Nye mine and a refinery and smelter in Columbus. The Attorney General is shaking up the state medical examiner's office, in part to address concerns that a contract medical examiner in Billings continued to do autopsies on babies and young children despite being ordered to stop. Then-Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Gary Dale repeatedly told Thomas Bennett to quit doing autopsies on children because his findings risked wrongful prosecution or could jeopardize legitimate cases. Bennett's contract with the state ended on July 1st. Attorney General Tim Fox said under the new structure, the medical examiner will appoint deputies in both Missoula and Billings. The AG's office reviewed some cases that involved Bennett, but officials declined to discuss those findings. The Troy Mine's new owner is moving forward with plans to permanently close the Lincoln County Copper and Silver Mine. Hecla Mining Company says the physical work of closing the mine will likely begin next year. The U.S. Forest Service and Montana Department of Environmental Quality have been reviewing the Troy Mine's reclamation plan. The plan calls for the tailing area to be reseeded and the buildings to be torn down. The mine portals will be closed off and eventually the facility will fill with water. Spokesman Luke Russell says it could take at least 2 years to completely shut down the facility. Hecla announced earlier this year it would permanently close the Troy Mine, which has run since 1981. A federal judge has denied a wildlife group's request to halt the grazing of thousands of domestic sheep this summer on U.S. Forest Service land in southwest Montana's Gravelly Mountains. The Bozeman-based group had argued that allowing grazing on the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest near the Idaho border threatened to harm federally protected grizzly bears. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.